I'll just give you all a copy of this. You can, you don't need another sheet of paper, I don't think. Write it right on here. I'm sure we'll have time to buy everything. Well, I hope we will. I don't expect it to take more than half an hour anyway. If it takes longer, that's fine. And if we don't have time to correct it today, that's fine too. I suspect we will. This is the kind of thing where either you know it or you don't, you know. Yeah. More time, you should. Up to a certain point, more time isn't going to be any help. Sometimes it can hurt you.
If you see two possibilities, you only need to write down one for credit. You can write them both down if you like. I only need one for credit. there's a form that both middle and passive, be sure and indicate that. Middle and passive.
Thank you. Thank you.
So any time? Okay, take about two or three more minutes. Okay, let's exchange papers and correct this if we will. Put your names on it. Okay, on the scoring here, there's 100 points possible. Each there's 20 of them all together. Each one's worth 5 points. On this first set, there's 1 point for each piece of information. In other words, I'm asking you for person, number, tense, voice, and mood. So there's 1 point for each piece of information there. And on the ones that are middle or passive, it's half point for each one. In other words, if it's actually a middle and middle or passive, and they just put middle or they just put passive, they'll get half point. Okay, everybody follow that in the first one? Okay, number one then, Lucy should be second person, singular, aorist, middle, imperative. That's second person, singular, aorist, middle, imperative.
Okay. Number two, Luomatha, first person, plural, present, Miller passive, subjunctive. First person, plural, present, Miller passive, subjunctive. Number three, Lutho, first person, singular, aorist, passive, subjunctive. That's first person, singular, aorist, passive, subjunctive. Question?
1 point for each category.
Yeah, 1 point for each category there. Okay, number four, Luthati should be second person, singular, aorist, passive, imperative. Second person, singular, aorist, passive, imperative. Okay. Number five, Luete should be second person, plural, present, active, subjunctive. Second person, plural, present, active, subjunctive. Number six, Luespe, second person, plural, present, middle and passive, imperative. Second person, plural, present, middle or passive, imperative. Number seven, yeah, Glenn? Oh, well, yeah, no extra points, but, okay. In fact, up above I said all are either imperative or subjunctive moods. So. No, well, I could take it off, but I wouldn't be merciful. As long as you got the imperative one there, too. If I was a legalist, I'd have done this. Okay, number seven. Luetosan, third person, plural, present, active, imperative. Third person, plural, present, active, imperative. Number eight, Lufe, third person, singular, aorist, passive, subjunctive. Third person, singular, aorist, passive, subjunctive. Number nine, Luthais, thank you. Second person singular, aorist, active, subjunctive. Second person singular, aorist, active, subjunctive. Number 10, Lua, second person singular, present, active, imperative. Second person singular, present, active, imperative. Okay, so 1 point for each piece of information on those. Now in the second set, these are also worth 5 points each. And this one, we'll have to do it kind of on a spelling type of deal. 1 point off for every letter wrong, up to a maximum of five. So they got the completely wrong word in there, of course, they're probably going to lose five. But if they got one letter off here or there, probably only lose, you know, one or two. Now on accents on these, as it turns out, I didn't have any forms here that are real critical accent-wise. It's those aorist passive ones that get the unusual accent. Aorist passive subjunctives that get the circumflex. Those are the ones where there's potential for, there's one form at least that the difference is only in the accent. And because I didn't have any of those forms here, I'm not going to be strict on the accents here. Let's put it this way. The only thing I want to watch out for is in case they put a circumflex on an omega or something like that where it shouldn't have been, then I'll have to take off a point. So let's put it this way. Don't score the accents unless they put a circumflex in the wrong place or something. None of these should have a circumflex on them. So if they got a circumflex someplace in there, take off a point. All right? Do it that way. Because, in other words, I'm trying to catch those who are, if you're making a subjunctive form out of something that isn't, or, you know, mixing those up. That's the only thing I really want to watch for. Otherwise, actually, if you just follow your normal recessive accent rule, you'll get the right accent in the right place on all these forms that I happen to choose here. The aorist passive ones, I put a couple of them up there in the previous section there so that kind of avoid that problem. Number three and number eight are aorist passive subjunctives with that circumflex. So. Okay, but the rest of them just take the normal accent rule. So just aorist passive subjunctive is strange. Okay. So number one, your second person plural aorist passive imperative should be lu theta, that's lambda, upsilon, theta, eta, tau, epsilon. Lambda, upsilon, theta, eta, tau, epsilon. And the accent would be just an acute on the first syllable. So don't score the accent unless they happen to put a circumflex someplace. Okay? Especially if they put a circumflex on the first syllable, which isn't allowed by any of the rules. Okay? Number two, third-person aorist active subjunctive, third-person plural aorist active subjunctive should be lusosi or lusosin. That's lambda, upsilon, sigma, omega, sigma, iota, optional nu. Lambda, upsilon, sigma, omega, sigma, iota, with an optional nu. And stress would be in the first syllable again with an acute. Number three, second person singular present middle and passive imperative would be lu'u. That's lambda, upsilon, omicron, upsilon. Lambda, upsilon, omicron, upsilon. Stress on the first syllable again. Number four, second person plural present middle and passive imperative would be lu'espa. That's lambda, upsilon, epsilon, sigma, theta, epsilon. Okay. Lambda, upsilon, epsilon, sigma, theta, epsilon. Number five. Third person singular present active subjunctive. Be lu'a, lambda, upsilon, eta with the iota subscript. Lambda, upsilon, eta with the iota subscript. Okay, number six. Second person singular aorist middle subjunctive would be luce, that's lambda, upsilon, sigma, eta with the iota subscript. Lambda, upsilon, sigma, eta with the iota subscript. Number seven, third person plural aorist passive imperative would be luthetosan, and it's lambda, upsilon, theta, eta, tau, omega, sigma, alpha, nu. Lambda, upsilon, theta, eta, tau, omega, sigma, alpha, nu. And the stress would be on the eta there. Number eight, first person singular present middle and passive subjunctive, luomai. That's lambda, upsilon, omega, mu, alpha, iota. Lambda, upsilon, omega, mu, alpha, iota. And the stress on the first syllable. Number nine, third person singular aorist active imperative, lusato, lambda, upsilon, sigma, alpha, tau, omega. Lambda, upsilon, sigma, alpha, tau, omega. Stress on the alpha there. None of these circumflex, of course. Number 10. Second person plural aorist middle subjunctive, luces the lambda, upsilon, sigma, eta, sigma, theta, epsilon. Lambda, upsilon, sigma, eta, sigma, theta, epsilon. Stress in the first syllable there. 100 points possible. So subtract the number of points from 100, and then you don't need to worry about percentage. You have it right there. And you can pass it back to the owner and just take a look and make sure the addition is correct and so forth. Once you're satisfied of that, you can pass it to the front. We'll have one more quiz, and I think this next quiz will make it for Luo on the perfect, pluperfect, and optative. We'll put them all together because they really are, the paradigms aren't real big for the optative. You only got present and aorist also. So we might as well. I'm thinking about that. I want to do something with the clause relationships, and then I'll try to come up with something that won't be too laborious. And yeah, well, that'd be fun. I'll give you a comprehensive test on all everything you've learned. That would be fun.
Pop quiz final.
Unannounced. Yeah, Steve.
One point.
Okay. That last quiz will probably be during the last week sometime. It won't be next week, but maybe Tuesday of the last week, something roughly. We'll pick a date next week. All right. Pass them to the front then as soon as you're satisfied. Thank you. sure are a lot of permutations,
combinations possible for one verb.
Thank you. It's going to be on perfect and pluperfect of luo, so you won't have to worry about all the complications, and the opposite of luo. And then I may have a few other questions on grammar, so for some simple grammar, you know, and those clause relationships too, the type A, type B, type C. I'll tell you a little bit more next week. I'll try to set something up that won't be too covering. I don't want to make this a big humongous thing, but... Yes, it'll be the last week. Probably be the Tuesday of the last week, I'm thinking. But we can make it Wednesday or Thursday, depends on. What I'll probably do is I'll wait till next week, and you can see how your other tests are stacking up, and we'll try to fit it into the least offensive spot.
Yeah.
We might. We might. We'll try to fit it in. Probably not. We'll see. The grammar goes real fast in those. There's hardly any. So, we'll see. Yeah, not to slow those down. Okay, we've got a few minutes. 5 minutes. So, maybe we can get at least a verse covered here. We won't get into too much theology. I believe we got through... I almost hate to mention this, but there's something really strange about verse 15. I don't know if I dare even get into it. I know it'll happen. Did the rule book make it around?
Yeah.
Did you miss it, Glenn?
No, I did.
Oh, okay, Dan. I might as well say it, because it's just so curious. We only got 5 minutes. I'm so curious about it. I may want to do some more digging on it myself. This may be part of the reason why there's manuscript variation. But in verse 15, it says, Ioannis marchire peri autu kai kekrogen legon hutos ein hon apon. Notice that hon apon there? Now, what would hon be there, as you have it in the UBS text now? It's omega nu. There's a variation in the manuscripts on this, but what form is hon there?
Relative
pronoun, okay, and what gender, and accusative and masculine, okay. So it's masculine and accusative relative pronoun. Then apon there would be first person singular verb form, you know, your aorist, you know, second aorist, huh? Yeah, see, here's the problem, because to say, you know, you say words, you don't say people. And hutos ein hon, it wouldn't fit as a predicate nominative because it would have to be in the nominative case. So it's not saying this is the one, or this is he, because it would have to be in the nominative case for that. And neither is it does it fit very well to make it a direct object of the verb apon, because apon is a, you know, to say, you don't say people, you say thing. So the only thing that I can come up with is it's an accusative of reference or something, with reference to something analogous to what Glenn just mentioned here. This is he of whom I said. We might even have to put it almost a genitive idea, but this is he with reference to whom I said, or I said concerning him, something like that. There was a use of the accusative that we just covered in one of the unusual uses of the accusative that would fit here. So that's the only thing I can come up with on that. Yes?
You did say this was the one whom I spoke. All right, that was the problem.
Yeah, that's kind of the problem, because normally you don't speak a person, you see. But in this context, it may be taking... He's giving a quotation of the thing he said about him, and then he's using the hon there as an accusative of reference, probably here, to show you that this is the one with reference to whom I said. That's probably the best way that I could put it together. I thought it was very curious. And I can see why there's a manuscript variation on it. You know, some of the scribes may have said, well, that doesn't make sense, and, you know, change it, or vice versa, whatever. The manuscript variations, though, make even less sense. The one that they have in the Westcott and Hort, they've got hutos ein ho apon, and they've got ho there as an article, but not a relative pronoun, no accent. And then they've got apon with omega nu, which makes it a participle. And so the way they read it, it has, this is the one having said. And then this is the one having said, so forth. And the only way you could understand that is make it this referring back to John, not referring to Christ that he's talking about, and that makes it a little bit awkward too. The way New World has it in their translation, it says, John bore witness about him. Yes, he actually cried out. This is the one who said, saying, referring to John all along. So, kind of interesting. The manuscripts seem to be really divided even within the manuscript. You've got, you know, Aleph and A and B and so forth, but you've got Aleph with corrector B and Aleph and B with corrector 3 on that one reading, and then Aleph with the star and B with the star and so forth on another reading, and then with different correctors on another reading. So it looks like it was quite an interesting one. So if you ever want entertainment, you might want to look into that one.
Yeah. That last one they list was the star. That's the original. That's the original.
Yes, that's the one uncorrected. Yeah. And that one, they're listing that one as, for Aleph, they're listing that one as that, well, that's even different. Hutos ein ho opiso mu erkomenos. They just eliminate that middle verse, middle phrase completely, and run right into the whole erkomenos.
But they have posts at the end.
Oh, yes, they do. Yeah, this is the one. Let's see. I have to check this and see how many words are being replaced here, or whether they just put this in and then continue on with the quotation. That would be funny. And then to start whole pisomu again. I'm not sure about that. I'd have to look at that some more. See exactly where the change is.
Well,
but it looks like a
started in Prostan again. That's what they're showing them being replaced from Legon to Erkomenos.
Oh, okay. That's why they did that.
Is Prost the nominative masculine?
Yes, nominative masculine singular. Because see, for your neuters, you've got whole for both accusative and.
So in neuter is whole and masculine is whole.
Right.
Well, that's funny.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.